So, you know, someone worked out already that it's Elul, yeah? The question is, if you worked out what you're supposed to be doing with Elul. We've been through quite a few Eluls before, and we all know that the person that wakes up in Rosh Chodesh Elul is usually about the same person that goes to sleep in Motz Yom Kippur. And that's not the goal of Elul. The goal of Elul is not to be more frumental. The goal of Elul is not to run around listening to dozens of chizuk shmuzim in Elul. Those of you who've been here for a while know how I'm not the biggest fan of Elul shmuzim. I'll explain why now. The goal of Elul is to change. Tshuva means to change. It doesn't mean to cry, because we see that many examples of crying and shivering and terror and pachad, and everybody went home and never changed. Yisroi, the Yishma, Yisro, the Yavoi, he's a tshuva, but everybody else, they trembled, they quivered, they were exposed to the truth, they saw miracles, no one went home. The avoid of Elul is that the person who goes to sleep on Motzei Yom Kippur has to be somehow different to the guy that woke up on Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's the goal. You have to change. Now, one of the ways you do that, and we see the meninges, is to take on all sorts of unholiness and to be more frum and to expend more ruchnistic energy in Elul. People used to close their businesses. People add to their siddurim. We try to do more and more and more to build our neshamas during Elul. But that's not the goal. That's not the goal. The goal of Elul is to change. And to change means to make one small change. It doesn't mean that I'm a sleepaholic. So now I'm going to cut back to an hour a day. That's what we're talking about. It means coming up with a plan and being able to present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu your business plan on Rosh Hashanah about how over the next year or 6 months or 3 months I have a plan to change this problem that I have. And to be Isaac in the sugya, that doesn't mean tshuva means that I've changed, that I've stopped being a sleepaholic, or whatever else it is that I have a problem with. It means I have a plan and I'm Isaac in the sugya. Now, who knows what sugya to choose? Is you. I know my problems, and you know your problems, and everyone's going to choose his own problems. So for me to get up here and say, no, you've got a machazik brochel, you've got a machazik this, you've got a machazik that, I don't know what you're working on, so I don't know what to tell you what to do machazik. So basically, I've told you everything you need to know for Elul, and I can go home now. That's it. You have changed. Come up with a plan. Find out what your real is. Find out what the ideal is. Set up a plan to take one step in the right direction. That's Elul. And keep on the path. Shach once, how came out? I don't know, but one of his Kabbalahs, one of his New Year's resolutions, got out. What was it? It was to daven from a bencher till Pesach. What a genius there is in that. Why he had a problem? He had a problem davening from a bench. He had a problem. I don't understand. But he didn't say, from now on in, I'm davening from a bench. Till Pesach. Such an unbelievable insight into human understanding of, if you take it on forever, it's not going to work. Yeah? It's not going to let you do that. Until Pesach. What will be in Pesach? Then afterwards you can go back to benching without a bench. You can always tell the Yetzer, listen, I'm going to bench. When the Yetzer says, don't daven from bench or a bench, you say, why not? It's only a few more weeks. But I'm going to change this forever. We know from our own experience, it usually doesn't work. If I'm wrong, then good. Baruch Hashem, I'm not talking to you. I don't know what to work on. So I don't know what to say, but I'll share with you something. It's an avos nosen. We're all looking for shortcuts. We're all looking for bargains. Somebody wants to be matzil the tzora of Chevle Mashiach, la'asek b'toyu g'minas chasodim. There's a moedika avistur of Nosson which I want to learn with you, learn together, and see if we can come up with maybe something that's all encompassing. No matter what you're working on, you have something that is call it a shortcut to tshuva. It's not such a shortcut. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai yetzim Yerushalayim v'hab Rabbi Yeshua hailech acharei. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was going out of Yerushalayim and Rabbi Yeshua went behind him. In the Avatar of Nosson. Avatar of Nosson. Where? Daf Hay. V'lo Beis HaMikdash Chorot. They saw it was destroyed Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, oi lanu al zeh shu cholov. Oi for us that the Beis HaMikdash was cholov. What was he worried about? He was never with the Mikdash. Mokom shemechaprim bo avonoseim shul Yisrael. Because that was the place where our avodas, our avodas were mechaprim. used to bring kabbalas. That was the Beit HaMikdash, the Yom Kippur service in place. The person did an aveira, he went to the Beit HaMikdash, tshuva done, finished, and we don't have it anymore. As Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said back to him, Amar lo bni, al yera lecha, don't be afraid. Yesh lanu kapoya acheres shehi kamoiso. We don't have a Beit HaMikdash. We have a kapoya like the Beit HaMikdash, kamoiso. It doesn't say ke'ilu or doime. Yesh lanu kapoya acheres shehi kamoiso. Ve'eze. Who wants to know? Who wants to know today? We're sitting here today in the darkness of Godus, 2,000 years away from even having a Musag of what a Beit HaMikdash was. We know that we can't have a kapara the way they used to have before. And yeah, the other third of is going to tell you what it is. He doesn't want to know. So if you don't want to know, go out now.
Gemilas Chesed.
Gemilas Chesed. Who would have guessed that? The Gemara brings this in Baruch Asher. Funny why it brings it down from Abbas to Abnos. It doesn't bring the Gemara.
It doesn't say
Okay.
Chenema ki chesed chafasti velo zavach.
I desire chesed and not your kabbalas. The plea, the penitical Gemara. Now we can say, oh, it's Gemara. Understand? I can run around the whole day doing the virus, do a bit of chesed here and there, give a bit of stock, and that's it. What happened to tshuva? What happened to chazorah? Is it a chet? How does doing chesed, which is one mitzvah, miskaper on a violence, like a bonnet? How do you understand this? First, every avail in the Torah, yeah? But 2 days before Rosh Hashanah, you know, work for Yad Eliezer the whole day, Mama shvitzing, working very hard doing chesed. Say, sorry Hashem, I did, you know, because you need to do some tshuva, because even kabbalas required tshuva before. And go home. How does it work? I don't understand. How does it work? And we also have to understand is, what is chesed? What is the chaos of chesed over all the other mindless toivas that a Jew has to have that mishaper avoidus? So come on, Shabbos. It says Van Vehu, the Kaili Van Vehu. Abushul Aime, have a daimelo. Mahu chonin verochum ata hayu chonin verochum. What does it mean? Avehu means you have to be like him. You know, in many places there's a demand on a Jew to be like Hashem. Tzadikim b'misosan korin yudkei vavkei. Tzadik is supposed to become like Hashem. That's what we want to be. We talk about getting close to Hashem. What does that mean? It means he's on the other side of the street and I'm on this side of the street, so I cross over the street, I get closer to Hashem. In spiritual concepts, there is no time or space. There's no spatial gap between me and Hashem. So how do you get close to Hashem? By being like him. In the areas where you're doimel Hashem, so in those areas you become more and more like Hashem. So just like he's Rochum, you have to be Rochum. It's not enough a seer's chesed. It's not enough to do chesed. A Jew has to become a shtik chesed. You have to become rochum. We're going to be doimel Hashem. Hashem is not somebody who's not really about chesed, but he does chesed. When a person does chesed, he does chesed for one of three reasons. Why? Because he wants to do good for another person. It's nice. It's a nice feeling. You help another person. You feel good. You do a chesed. You help somebody. Pick up somebody's bag. You help them. You give them something. You feel good. That's one reason why you do it, right? The second reason is because you see a situation where somebody's really having a rough time. You have one of these horror stories that you get every day. And you get aroused, you get a little bit of, your rachamim gets a bit aroused. So you run to do the chesed, and then done the chesed, you go back to where you were before. The arousal of rachamim goes away. That's reason number two why we do chesed, because we get a little hisayurus. And the third reason is because we can't stand to see the other person suffering. It fears me. I can't sleep so well at night because that guy's suffering. So you know what? I'll take him out of his suffering. How many of us do chesed because chesed because I'm a Baal Rachum. I have Rachmanus on the guy, and therefore I want to help him. Because my teva, my nature, is oyv chesed. I'm oyv chesed. I love chesed. I run around looking for ways to do chesed. And the famous maisim that told by the Pinkas that told. There were many maisim like this. Many maisim like this. You see the difference between somebody who's oyser chesed and somebody who's a baal chesed. He was driving from Tifrach to Ofakim, which is a 10-minute drive if you're driving in reverse. About a 5-minute drive, you know, at normal speed. And as he came out of Tifrach, there was a person standing at the bus stop, waiting to go somewhere. So very often people standing at that bus stop are going to Ofakim. So he stopped and asked the guy, "Where are you going?" So the guy said, "B'nai Brak." So he said, "Me too, hop in." He took him to B'nai Brak. Now how'd you do that? There's no way, unless you're kulu male wanting to help other yidden, that you could do that. It's not shy. Honest with yourself, you can't do that. 10 minutes out of my way, yeah, I could yell myself doing that, yeah? I could do that. But you drive to B'nai Brak, which is an hour and a half away, when you're on your way home, how'd you do that? And you're the rov, you're not just stump some guy. You're choshev a rov. How'd you do that? It's only because chesed is more important to me than anything else. Many stories like that we see by him. There was just kulu oyv chesed. He could not do chesed. He was unboundedly involved in chesed. So that after he was nifted, nobody knew about it. He got nifted. There was one person who made a shwer, but he promised he wouldn't say anything about it. Rapinkos was in America, and while he was in America, it was Magala that somebody needed a kidney transplant. So he went in to see if he could help, and found out that his kidney was matim. So he gave his kidney. Rapinkos. So he had to come back. He's going to come back from America late. So he phoned his wife and said, "Listen, there's something's come up here. I have to be a little bit late or whatever. So I'll be a bit late. I'm sorry. I'll be a week or two late. Okay, no, too late." One of these, Tomini, we told him that was going on because he needed stuff and whatever, and all sorts of things that he needed, whatever he took care of, but he promised him not to say anything. At the shiva, he told this maisa. The first time the family heard that, he didn't have a kidney. How'd you do that? I said, "This is bullshit. How'd you do that?" So, okay, so those are you're going to spend a long time working on that. But I'm just bringing it to illustrate the difference between oyser chesed and somebody who is chesed. And the tree on us and the kapara we get that's mamash like the kapara of the Beis HaMikdash is a tree to change into a baal chesed. In Mitzvah Hashem, we're starting slichos soon. Some of us have started slichos already. One of us have started slichos already. One of you have started slichos already. In slichos, and a big part of our lives from now on in until after we call the Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. Hashem's Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. The minhag of the Baalei Musa was to spend a lot of time learning these middos during Elul, say the Tremor Devora. Was very much on the table of people who are trying to understand why Dafka the avoid and the connection to the Gimel, the Yud Gimel Ikarim, the middos Arachamim. It's a big part of Tashlich, it's a big part of Slichas, it's a big part of Yom Kippur. The Yud Gimel Ikarim are a major part of our Voida, and it's incumbent upon us to try and start understanding them now. Don't wait until you open your Slichas of Motzei Shabbos, Parshas and Tzoveh to start learning Slichas. And if you're not going to learn anything in Slichas, at least make a bit of a be'oisek in the Sugya, whatever else you're working on, but you've got to understand what you're saying in Slichas. So the Gemara says, V'yamar Hashem al pana v'yikro amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yomel al mikra kosev yev shalem roi. Had the Pasuk not said it, it would be impossible for us to say it. Melamed shenitaste v'kodesh Baruch Hu k'shliach tzibur. Kodesh Baruch Hu put on a talus like a shliach tzibur. V'harer Moshe seder tefillah. And he taught him the seder of tefillah. He taught him the Yud Gimel midot. Amar Calls man Yisrael Choytim. Whenever Klal Yisrael Choytim, if you're not a Choytim, you've never done any Chatoim in the last year, so you don't need this. But for the rest of us who might have slipped up once or twice, might have come to Seder late once in the Zman, might have left 3 minutes early once chas v'chalila. So then you have to do tshuva. Ya'aseh lefonov seder hazeh shel yud gimel midos v'ani moichel lehem. What's the lashon? Ya'aseh lefonov. Ya'asoy lefonov k'seder hazeh. What is ya'aseh? Doesn't say oim, right? What do we do? What do we do with yud gimel ikarim? We say them. We really mean it, so we scream a bit louder. We really, really, really born to the Gimel Midos, so we scream even louder than the guy screaming loud. We say the Yud Gimel Midos. That's not the medicine. The medicine is Ya'aseh lefonai k'seder hazeh. You have to do it. You have to do the Yud Gimel Midos. How do you do that? Should say Omru Lefonai Kaseidah Zeh. Slichus is Begeni Hilchus Tfilah. Zosun Ashrei, Tvendu Tachanun. Slichus is a Musa of Tfilah. Tfilah is Omru, not Yaseh. Why are the Yud Gimel Midas? It's a well known Kasha. And unfortunately explained, because the demand on a Jew is not to scream the Yud Gimel Midas, it's to learn them and take them upon himself and start changing into those Yud Gimel Midas. When a person stops just doing chesed, and you carry on doing chesed, no one says stop doing chesed. When a person stops just doing chesed, but he becomes aware at least that there's a demand to change inside, fractional change inside, to become more like Hashem, being rachum, not just doing rachum, and he knows that he has to change one teeny part of that aspect of himself, the place to start is to work on the Gimel Midos. No question. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to learn the whole of Tzema Devorah, Baal Peh, with all the Mephoshim, yeah? And you're going to come away at the end of Yom Kippur being one of the world's leading authorities on the Tzema Devorah. Yeah? That's the Yetzer Hara's you're ready. You'll have changed nothing. I'm not saying you shouldn't learn the Tzema Devorah. I'm not saying you shouldn't learn the Siddur Yisharim, but the fear is to change. So, yes, you've got to be Omal ibn Sugya. You've got to be Omal ibn Sugya of the Yud Gimel Midos. You can access it wherever you want, I don't mind, but I'm just making a suggestion that the place to start is in the Sefer Tzema Devorah. You want to be omelet in Rav Dessler's Kuntras HaChesed, but you're doing that every day anyway. There's nobody here that wouldn't have the chutzpah not to sit down once a week and at least meditate or open up the Strife of Truth, the Mikta Velia, and look at Rav Dessler's Kuntras HaChesed. Because without that, you're not functioning as a human being, even according to Rav Wasserman. So no, there's no one here that's not looking at the Kuntras HaChesed once a week at least. So you're doing that already. So then there's a tier to open up the Sefer Tzema Devorah and just start going through it very, very slowly. And start learning up the sugya. The same as you're learning the sugya of Yishlo Midas, and it's an important sugya, and you're looking at it from this angle and from this angle and from this perspective and that perspective, and we're getting a real good heket and a real good understanding of the sugya of Yishlo Midas. Now we're not ready to paskin. Now I'm not ready to become the dayan on the lost object tasting. But I'm in the sugya. You can't say I'm not omel in the sugya. You can't have a tree against me. I'm not omel in the sugya. I'm omel in the sugya. I haven't changed enough in my sensitivity to other people's property yet, but I am omel in the sugya. And more than that, you can't demand from me. The same sugya here, there's another sugya called Yud Gimel Midas. There's another sugya here called Keshem Shehu Rachum Afatan Rachum. And it's just as important, if not more important, because it's Miskapar Avoinos. This chesed is Miskapar Avoinos. Now you're right, by the time Rosh Hashanah comes around and I've got a din on my life and I'm standing trial and my life's at stake, I'm not going to become a rochum. I might not have even changed one molecule of myself into a rochum. So what do? I give up. Why even bother? No, you have to be omel in the sugya. The same way that you're omel in Yishlo Midas and you're looking in the Ketzos and looking in the Rashi and you want to know what the machlokes is the Rashi in the Ketzos, it's the same thing with the sugya of rochum. So where do you start? There's Gemara's. There's a Sefer Tzema Devorah which someone did us a Moedik Chesed and translated it into English, because to learn that Sefer in Hebrew is not possible. It's a very difficult Sefer. Trying to understand what you can. Yishlo Midas is also a very difficult Sefer. Shlaim Oishim Batalas is an impossibly difficult Sefer. If we spend a long chunk of our time learning these sugyas, they don't really touch us that much. But the things that do touch us, we don't even look at. And when we do, we read them over and it's nice. the Amal in the Sugya, it's Elul. What you can change in Elul with comparative ease outside of Elul is an impossibly difficult task. Yes, you can do tshuva the whole year. Yes, you can change the whole year. You have to. But in Elul, you almost get it as a freebie. Because Baruch Hu is standing there waiting to help us. The opportunity is unbelievable. The enormous simcha that a yid should be feeling when he looks back on his year and he realizes how hard he worked and how much he was able to grow, and he can come into an Elul and say, oh, Ani le doidi me doidi li, Hashem's right here, Hashem, you and me, let's try and see, let's work out a plan here, how I'm going to spend the next year. And it's a shikul pachat. If you look back to last Rosh Hashanah, and you were standing last Rosh Hashanah, if you could have projected forward a year, and they'd given you a copy of the script for the year, you know, the Megillah for the year, would you have changed anything? Would you have asked to have undergone a war? We lived through a war. We learned through a war this year. How many people stood next to you on Rosh Hashanah? How many people were here last Rosh Hashanah that are not here today? Would you rewrite the script? Is your panasa big lived the way you want it? Are your kids exactly the way you want them? Is your shalom bayis exactly the way you want it? There's a lot to be scared about on Rosh Hashanah. There's a lot to come to Rosh Hashanah concerned about, and you have a whole month to get ready for it. That you can come with a good, healthy business plan and say, hey, reinvest in me. Reinvest in me. This is my plan for the year. That's the avoider that we have now. And the time's short. There's not enough time. There isn't enough time to do what has to be done. So if we mechazak ourselves, if we mechazak each other, every minute's precious. Every minute's precious. It doesn't mean you become heavy, it doesn't mean you become morose, you become miserable, you walk around biting your nails in terror. No, I don't think there's anything doing that. I'm not even functioning normally. But an awareness that I'm omel in the sugya, I'm omel in the sugya of shkeim shivurachum afatar rachum. That aspect of matzelem elokim that is able to give unconditionally, I'm working on building that sugya. And just understanding it a little bit better than I understood it last year. Tell him, end on this. Moedika, inside into Hilchus change. Ravinder Miller was the master of this. Absolute master of understanding and portraying and giving over the fact that the smallest change changes the whole person. And that's why the Yetzer Hara won't even let you make the smallest change. They'll say to you, come on, that's all you're going to do? That's not anything. You want to change, you've got to do big things. It's Elul, Rosh Hashanah, those are big days. You've got to do something big. That's the Yetzer Hara talking. Rabbi Dumala, I want to share with you Erev Yom Kippur. I mentioned this many times because it's such a powerful limud. If you learn nothing else while you're in Yeshiva, learn this. You've seen Rabbi Dumala's got to think 10 steps to greatness. Yeah, I think the whole program takes about 2 minutes a day. Yeah? You ever seen his 10 steps to greatness? The answer will not let you even start step one. Because he knows you actually will. If Rabbi Dumala says you'll become great from doing those 10 things, you will become great. And the Yetzer Hara knows it as well, so he doesn't even let you start the 10 steps to greatness, but they're gewaldic. There's nothing that takes up too much time or effort on those 10 steps to greatness. Just think about Hashem 8 times today. Set your alarm every hour for, you know, 8 hours, and when it goes off, just think about Hashem. Now, Hashem, yeah, there's Hashem in the world. Weiter. Sounds like an easy thing to do, no? Try to do it. Anyway, Erev Yom Kippur, he was giving a share to his Balabatim. Anybody, I don't know if any of you ever had the schus of going to a big place, meeting his Balabatim. These are serious Balabatim. The serious Balabatim. Anba, I never davened, I think it was a 35-minute Maariv in the middle of the week at 10:30 at night in New York, in Brooklyn. Flatbush, where is it? Flatbush, no problem. I happened to daven Maariv there once, and I went to speak to him afterwards. But he was speaking to his Balabatim, Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur. And he said, what are we going to do? Time's short, we have to change, we have to cut the bazbol, we have to, the gzad is about to be sealed, what have we got? So everybody takes some kabbalahs, people make New Year's resolutions, they're going to keep things they take upon themselves to do. He says, let's all make a kabbalah, we're going to take on to do what? You know what? Listen to this. We're going to set aside 1 minute a day. This Erev Yom Kippur. 1 minute a day, specific time every day. If you can't, don't, but it doesn't, there's more koyach if you do it at the same time every day. 1 minute, 60 seconds. Yeah? What's the resistance? What's the resistance to this little suggestion? 60 seconds a day, I'm going to think about loving one Jew. I'm going to work on loving one Jew. Every day I'm going to love another Jew, another Jew, another Jew. At the end of the year I'll have loved, okay, you don't have 360 Jews, so fine, so a week each Jew. Maybe you want to permutate it for yourself. Just focus on loving a Jew, focus on his mind as well. Loving. Think about one Jew with warm, cuddly feelings. It was all shit. If you take it on, I'm not saying you should, everyone's got to know what they're working on, but if you would take on something like this, I'm not saying that you're loving one Jew, I'm trying to give you a principle here. 1 minute, that's it? Do you know what I've got on my list of things that need changing? Have you seen my cheshbon nefesh? Have you seen, to change me, we take another 20 lifetimes. I haven't even started working on my meters. You tell me 1 minute, what's that going to help? You know what will help? If you change that 1 minute, you're not the same person anymore. The system is different. It's changed. So just very quickly to summarize. Chesed is a kapara, somebody who starts being omel in the suit. You don't have to become rachum like Hashem to get the kapara. The kapara comes when you're omel in the sukiya. Said this asam to be omel the sukiya of Hashem shurachamata rachum. And I'm suggesting the place to do that is in the sefer Talmud Devora. Be careful; it's a very Kabbalistic sefer, but it was brought out and published separately because it basically goes through the 13 midos of Hashem and shows you how you can apply them in your own life. So there's a bit of Kabbalistic stuff there, whatever. It's not for us. Ain't like no Isaac, but historians. But I've learned these sugyas. We're not into them. You're into them. You don't. You want to learn the Kabbalah in them. You can understand it. Ashreicha. But at least extract what you can extract and what you can understand. The first half, the second half is completely, you're welcome to do what you want with it, and if ever you learn it and you want to teach it to him, I'm more than happy to become a Talmud of yours. I'd love to understand what's going on there. I don't know what he's talking about. Now, I'm talking about the Yud Gimel Midos. If you just omel in the first one this year, for 13 years, I'll make it a mitzvah in 30 years' time, I'll get to the 13th one. This year, I'm just going to focus on the first one. The omel in the sugya. Yeah, the first Mishnah in Bava Metzia, I spent a year learning. Good, you're omel in Bava Metzia. You can't say not omel in Bava Metzia. Omel in the Yud Gimel is considered already though you were chayde b'tshubi in that sukiya. They've already appointed you being rachum. And take 1 minute of your day, whatever else you choose to do. I would say 1 minute's too much, but take 1 minute, from my own experience, 1 minute's already too much. Come back to me in Chanukah and tell me if you're still holding by that 1 minute. Tell me what happened to that 1 minute after Chanukah. If it hadn't already been lost by Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. But that 1 minute, okay, with all your strength, try and change that 1 minute. Because if you can change that 1 minute, you're a different person and you've changed. That's called Bil Tshuva. And that's worth more than all the frumkat and all the stuff that we do in Edelbert. We don't take with us half the Edelbert. The two, just over 2 more weeks to Rosh Hashanah, because Baruch should give us the koyach, the wisdom, the insight, to use this time properly and productively. So it will be Zeichet and Emes Dikachuvah.